If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Old School on a Monday, Victory Monday. Congratulations to the top 25 Nebraska Cornhuskers for accomplishing, you're doing your job. And I think that's the big part of it, is that you could feel like, wow, they did what they were supposed to do. For the first time in years, they did what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row.
Right? They did what they were supposed to do. And there are several things that fall in play into that. And to be clear, in my mind, and Austin, correct me if I'm wrong, but the ability to exhale on a Monday, there's a power to that that we haven't had in a long time. To feel like...
Well, it's on a... I'm glad you said Monday, because a lot of us will also be watching football on Sunday, and we're not allowing ourselves to exhale for other teams.
No, I gave that up.
Yeah, but I think even, you know, week one against UTEP, to be able to watch football that night and not be like, oh crap, when are they going to show Nebraska highlights? I don't want to see them in a pissy mood. I don't want to watch it anyways. But to take care of business, do what they should do, you get through NFL Sunday in your own ways, and then get to Monday and wait, this is good. I can smile. I'm happy. The team did the thing they're supposed to do instead of the thing they weren't supposed to do. This is fine. I like this.
Right. Like, it was, there were moments. So on press row in the media box, I sit next to Nick Sandert. There's, of course, it's all media folk. And there were several moments in the process Saturday night where we would look at each other like, is this really happening? Is this really happening? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a moment. I was like, wait a minute. That was actually like a script.
Well, and see, it's funny because I haven't sat in the press box in a couple of years, but every time they'd be like, oh, wait, there's a script moment would happen. You can't let yourself say, yeah, this is going to continue, because previous program is, okay, but what comes next, right? You're looking over your shoulder. You're trying to look over the cliff. How deep's the drop? You got up to the cliff, but you never fell against Colorado.
I kept thinking that, okay, here it comes. Here it comes. And we've missed a lot of, oh my goodness, can we just enjoy the moment? Mm-hmm. Can we just enjoy the moment? And if you had written the script that Nebraska was going to play exactly the, that the first set of drives were going to go exactly the same way, that really the questionable moment of the first half was the kick return, the missed field goal, and the fact that Dylan Raiola is human. While punting, getting a 40-yard average, his net is only 20. Like, that was...
Dang.
Like, that was the...
He can't do it all. He can just do it most.
Yeah, like, oh, teach that guy how to coffin corner. Because, you know, that those 18 yards, that's six plus 16 yards would have made a big difference against Ohio State.
And Dylan, you played baseball. You should know how to dot a corner. Right. Come on, man.
Just wait. Like, what are you doing? And it was interesting in it that they get the ball back and the final drive of the first half. And then there's the moment where it hits the defender's hands and pops straight up in the air. And in every other recent year, we would have fully expected not only for him for Colorado to pick that off, but to go take it off the other way and humble everything.
Well, Colorado gets in at least field goal range, or they get something fluky at the end of the half to score. Something. And then we start thinking back, oh no, is this 2019 all over again? When Nebraska's up big at halftime. But that's, I think, the difference, DP, was that yesterday, Nebraska wasn't just up two possessions. They were up four. They gave themselves wiggle room. And, you know, we heard Damian Daniels talk about you earn the right to rush the passer and whatnot. Nebraska earned the right to play through mistakes in the second half by building a four-possession lead, not just a two-possession lead.
It is that thing where you go, okay, when did you exhale Saturday? Text line, let me know. At what point during Saturday's game did you go, okay, this is going to finish as a win? Like, this was, and I know that I waited until the end of the third quarter before I came back to the station to prepare for postgame. But a big part of it for me was, and I have to be honest in it, was almost, well, they can't mess this up now. And then as I was leaving, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm simply going to say, well done. And that was the transition for me. That was a big get for me to get to the point where I said, yeah, well done. That you played well enough for your fans to leave and feel comfortable in it. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure. Different texters have different things. They said, when you get into the second and third level of players, that's always kind of the concession, right? That, okay, we can see this isn't going to go our way. And I thought...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, By getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For a moment, I thought they were going to finish this thing as they were defensively. And I didn't want that touchdown to go up. Mm-hmm. And I felt good about the fact that I was fighting for that. Right? That, no, don't let up.
Yeah.
Don't let up. Like, that was a, because those weren't things that we were saying before. So I'm proud of parts of Husker Nation. I'm proud of the group of fans that showed Colorado what real fans are like. I'm proud of the fans that showed that you're better than Colorado fans. Like I said this yesterday on social media, and there are some people that reached out privately to say, well, that's kind of a weird thing. No. Because remember, I went to Colorado last year.
And you had an experience at Colorado.
I went to Boulder last year and not only had to fight off some people, but I had to fight somebody. And I didn't like the fact that I had allowed myself to go to the level of Colorado fans. And all the things that Nebraska fans said about Colorado fans. And if it was only because Colorado fans were winning that those things were allowed, which was my issue with Colorado, mm-hmm. was, oh, you talking all this smack now because your team won a game.
Yeah.
But in real talk, you should probably be quiet. Well, the other turn was I didn't necessarily want to feel comfortable in Nebraska fans not being Nebraska nice because it was Colorado. Because that means Nebraska's standard isn't Nebraska's anymore. It's Colorado.
Yeah.
It's Colorado's behavior. And that to me, like, no, man.
Please no, Lincoln.
No, you're not, you hate to say that you're better than somebody, but you're better than Colorado fans.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you couldn't do it. And Austin, my walk back to the station, there were two situations involved. One, somebody was just running through the crowd being too loud and too obnoxious, and I was like, pump the brakes, bro. It's just not that deep. It's a football game.
Yeah.
Like, don't be Colorado.
Yeah.
Don't be Colorado. I turned the corner towards Big Ten Grill to come to the station. And there's three young ladies, and they're students. And they are giving these three Colorado fans, who are grown men, the business. They are giving them the business. And the grown men took it for a while. They took it for a block. But at the end of the first block, end of the second block, they had had enough. And it was like, hey, listen, you college girls shouldn't be talking to grown men. And they responded, well, you shouldn't. You grown men shouldn't be talking to college girls. And as we got to the corner, there were three rather large Nebraska fans who saw three Colorado men in a verbal with three Nebraska college students. So what did you think? What do you think the vibe was?
I think the vibe would have been teetering.
Right. And I jumped in and said, nope, we're not going to do this. But here's the thing. The lead big boy from Nebraska took it with a sense of humor and said, thanks for letting us get this one. Have a good night. And I went through, and I'm just going to say it. I got back to the station. You were here. Once I acknowledged that you and Chancellor were going to get us through the night after Jay and Nick, I literally texted Becky and said, I'm getting off of these Lincoln streets tonight. I'm getting off these streets. I'm just going to tell you, I'm getting off these streets. That's the city boy me. I'm a DC kid at heart. I know when a vibe is a vibe, when it's not a good vibe. And I went, no, sir.
Not today.
No,
Satan,
sir.
Not today.
No, sir. You're not getting DP. No, sir. So I went home. Here's the thing. There were events in Lincoln, Nebraska on Saturday night that were exceptional statements of who Lincoln, Nebraska is. There were also statements in Lincoln, Nebraska Saturday night that were statements of not what Lincoln, Nebraska is or can be. Just going to say it. Nebraska, be Nebraska. Stick to your standard. Let everybody else look at you and say, man, those people are nice. Man, that's good football. Man, those are good people. Those are good people. Those are good people. That's more important than you smack talking somebody that would not treat you as well as you treat them. That, my friends, is the Nebraska standard. That's what I'm going to go with. So for those of you who did your part this weekend, you were hospitable, you were Nebraska nice, you represented, you cheered loudly, you enjoyed the evening, you got home safe, and you woke up Sunday morning, bravo. Bravo, bravo, well done, well done, well done. We'll get to your text when we come back to Old School.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.